members of our lending community, as well as key stakeholders. It's nice to have the opportunity to be able to speak to the Avenue Living stakeholders with one voice. What we'll try and do today is keep the call relatively brief, but provide you with a general overview of how the business is operating, obviously, in these unprecedented times. Our last call was on April 24th, where we gave a 360 view and really tried to depict to all stakeholders that we are in command and control of our business and taking a very proactive approach to ensure ongoing and continued success of the Avenue Living platform. It looks like as of today, we're close to 10 weeks in. We're seeing, obviously, economies starting to slowly reopen. Calgary is where we are, where I am, certainly is slated to continue its reopening over the course of the next few weeks. And as a result, obviously, again, creating new protocols and new ways of going to work for Avenue Living. I'd like to say again that, you know, we are definitely in command and control of our business and arguably have never been in such control of our business as a result of really examining our business as a result of our current COVID crisis. So to talk a little bit about our the general sentiment and the general investment sentiment when it comes to Avenue Living and its business, which as we all know is workforce housing, I would say that overall, workforce housing typically responds well in both good times, bad times, and in great times. What we've seen, as previously discussed, is our customer base, which is now considered the lifeblood of the Canadian economy, those essential workers, really have demonstrated, obviously, their, I guess, their need for all of us in terms of seeing first calls for government actions in terms of monetary policy is going to the CERB programs, which in turn the wage subsidies, et cetera, to keep people working. And really, again, to emphasize that, that is the Avenue Living tenant. And when we start to look historically in terms of who responds well from a real estate perspective or a tenancy basis, what we are seeing is that workforce housing group tends to be the most resilient. So we've conducted a lot of third-party research, and then just watching our trailing analysis in terms of now the three recessions that Avenue Living has been in, this unprecedented period with respect to COVID, what we're seeing is that we're continuing to see a flight to affordability. We're seeing that in our numbers. Our requests for showings have never been higher. Renewals have never been higher. Just the overall request for our product has really superseded our expectations overall. And I think it's a result of the stickiness of this essential worker in that tenant profile or that customer profile. You know, I think going forward as people start to look at their own financial means, etc., we're going to see a continued flight to affordability and just access to affordability. And really what that does is it really continues to show a positive trend for Avenue Living just based on the amount of renovations that we've done over the course of the last few operating years. And really that the price point that we're operating in, again, relatively inexpensive for folks. Average price for an Avenue Living tenant sits just south of $1,000 a month. So what it really does is it allows people to focus on primary needs, shelter, food, ensuring obviously stability within their own residence, their own home, and obviously making sure that we focus on that security, that safety. And obviously as we're in unprecedented times when it comes to people concerned about their personal health, really being able to provide them that assurance that living with Avenue Living is going to provide them that level of stability. And that's about all that we can do as an organization. So to recap in terms of what we've managed to do, and it will recap very quickly, again, we've been, our focus on staff and safety has been a primary concern for us and at the forefront of the C-suite's brain on a daily basis. The C-suite has met consistently twice a day with senior management for the last 10 weeks, inclusive of this morning. Really what it allows us to do is to get a pulse on the business. Again, we pride ourselves on being an operator and being able to react to our customers' needs and the business needs in real time. Hence why we all meet as a collective group. They're long days, but what it allows us to do is really focus on the operations of the business. Avenue Living is still a net positive employer. Really what it is allowing us to do is we're identifying those gaps in those meetings. And what we're able to do is we're filling in those gaps with the best quality people that we can find. We've had an incredible amount of uptake, and I would say the Avenue Living team has truly coalesced to a team. We've certainly made sure that people were feeling comfortable with our safety protocols, but also stepping up where we needed to by offering that $2 an hour pay increase to all of our frontline workers. That itself really showed a sense of in it together, our duty of care, not only on the safety side, but also saying, hey, we appreciate what you're doing for us out there. And as a result, our KPIs, our metrics continue to grow, and the buy-in that we're getting from our Avenue Living team has been unprecedented. So we're very, very happy with that. Our increased cleaning protocols, as mentioned in previous calls, we continue to get tenants writing into us saying, wow, you guys have stepped up. You're doing all the things that you need to do to ensure success. Keeping property logs with all of the entries and the exits to our buildings has been critical. In light of what happened in Brooks, Alberta, and the outbreak there, we managed to contain and work with AHS within our building all of the outbreak that did happen. We managed through that quite well. We were touched by it, obviously. It made national news. I'm proud to say we've operated through that with ease. A lot of care and attention to both our staff members, our team members, along with contractors and overall our residents. I would say that all things considered, we came through with that and still managing that with flying colors. So very impressed with the Avenue Living team. We continue to try and innovate through and maintain and grow operations or operational success, virtual viewings, FaceTime showings, electronic leasing and renewals. We are seeing, as I mentioned previous, a significant amount of upward trends. So again, the month of May beat the month of April, which beat the month of March. So our focus on the business is allowing us really to drive a significant gap. And what we are trying to do as an organization and as a senior management team is drive that gap and really try and become the best of our class. There's a lot of great operators out there, but really what we want to be able to do as per workforce housing is to try and be the best of class that we can be, certainly in the prairies where we operate. Again, you know, focusing on trying to understand the needs of our tenants, what we do find is we're focusing on our community relief team along with our prairie relief team, aiding our customer base where we can, how we can. As I mentioned previously in the call, we're slowly but surely integrating all 19 of our offices back to work at about a 70% headcount. What we have done is we focused on PPE and distancing and ensuring that all employees are following safe practices, and our director of OH&S is monitoring protocols and adjusting on a daily basis. Quick point on technology updates. So this is a very big month for Avenue Living. We're currently what we call in our go dark period as we're moving enterprise systems from MRI to Yardi. This has been 2 years in the making, several million dollars in terms of preparation from cost to programming. And we are turning the lights on day over day in terms of adding all of the features of the Yardi system. So far, no glitches. We're happy to say that we'll be operating with what we deem the best-in-class property management software, which will allow us to continue to streamline our existing processes and provide greater flexibility to not only the Avenue Living team, but our residents themselves. The other interesting development for us is we've launched our first chatbot. His name is Clark. He's on our website. He's currently training in artificial intelligence on the AI platform. We assume that we will have Clark up and running and being able to communicate directly without being controlled to our customer base and to new leasing inquiries within several weeks. So we're very excited about that, wanting to continue to innovate and really ensure that we have a 24-hour 7-day-a-week feed to our customers, along with our new sales or revenue inquiries. Cost-cutting measures continue to go on, again, reducing all non-essential spends or discretionary spends in light of COVID. We will continue to do that right through to we feel that there is an all clear and we have an ability to really see ourselves forward, and that's when we'll start to increase our discretionary spend. Our GLS team, Global Logistics Solutions, that govern our expenses are currently working with all vendors to ensure that we are optimizing absolutely every dollar and focusing on cost controls. We've cut all of our CapEx spend by 50% for the month of April and continue to control our cut costs where we can in light of COVID to ensure obviously the long-term sustainability of Avenue Living. In terms of our corporate social responsibility, the Prairie Relief Team and Community Task Force, as mentioned previous, continues to support our residents. We're offering special rent promotions for first responders, for students, for seniors, for veterans. We've continued to see an incredible amount of uptake on this. As a further social responsibility initiative, we've donated our $100,000 to local food banks and Salvation Armies and all of the centers in which we operated. Because of the breadth in which we operate, those donations ranged anywhere between $2,500 and $15,000 by geography. Our government relations team continues to meet on a daily, weekly basis with relevant ministers and MLAs in both Alberta and Saskatchewan. We definitely have a pulse on both provinces. Our government relations, our interactions have never been better. We're working with government to help them understand what we deem as bulges in the rental system, along with pain points that might occur today or occur tomorrow, really trying to be in control and in front of our business. Training and quality assurance continues to be a key driver of our business. That starts with safety in our buildings. That's ensuring that the Avenue Living team members are delivering the best possible service that they can, and that's going to allow us to be in command of control of our business. We've automated this, as mentioned previous, with Avenue Living University, our e-learning platform. So far, it's gone extremely well. We've had thousands of our online modules taken by our staff. We're also making sure that outside of just learning how to be a better team member, or making sure that they feel that there's a sense of support. So again, we continue to focus on mental health during the stressful time with our staff. And again, we continue to offer third-party workshops. KPIs, which really drives a lot of the perks up a lot of ears of the people on this call. Collections, April collections ended over 97%. Our collections so far for the month of May are hovering just over 93%. 11 business days left in the month. We think we're going to certainly get to where we were in April, if not exceed it. We would say that we're within 1 to 2% of where we are normally about this time of the month. Again, great performance. And again, I think all hands are on deck and everyone's focusing on operating the business. As for leases, we are seeing, again, a very strong leasing month. In the month of May, it's incredible to watch. You know, certainly it's superseded my expectations. What we are seeing is not only are we seeing our call center very active, but we're also seeing an incredible number of potential tenant or customer inquiries coming in by email, as many as 500 a day. So we're dispatching those actually on an overload basis to the field to help us qualify tenants and customers. So really, really happy with that. Renewals continue to be on a record-setting pace, very high. We anticipate we'll be north of 80% for the month of May and into June. So very excited about that. One thing that we are doing, which is allowing that retention to stay unseasonably high, is the fact that we have a significant focus from our operational team on work orders. So again, we're trying to maintain a service commitment of 72 hours on work orders. Most, again, are being completed under 48 hours, which is a really good sign that not only are we on top of our business, but we're trying to be proactive. We're really trying to reduce that number. The only variance is going to be part availability, and if obviously something comes up that becomes more difficult or is a more complex maintenance item. Call center continues to operate well. We're operating at a rate of 98.5%, which again is somewhere in the neighborhood of about a 2% increase on previous months. So again, very excited about that. What we are seeing and what we're looking for, obviously, we're heading into our busy season. So it's business as usual for Avenue Living throughout the course of the summer. We want to make sure that we drive occupancy, we maintain occupancy, and we maintain our what I would call this very high new service standard that we've created in light of the COVID and all of these changing protocols. We're optimistic that rent collection is going to maintain, you know, itself, it remains strong, and that based on what we're seeing, if trend is our friend, definitely we're going to see increase in even stronger leasing month throughout the summer. So we're very excited about that. And really our goal is keeping it simple, keeping it basic, which is really at the end of the day, we need to provide shelter for people. Changing economies, changing political landscapes, changing everything. We want to ensure that that shelter in place is there for them. We want to make sure that we provide a quality product based on someone's affordability. And certainly if they're moving up or down the affordability curve, we want to be the best in class for workforce housing. Outside of that, we assume that obviously demand for our products in our buildings will continue to be there. And again, we're excited about the quarter to come. Now I'm going to pass it on to Jason to speak to further on the KPIs and the general landscape of the business. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. And thank you everybody for joining the call today. So really, you know, as Anthony mentioned, business as usual, and you know, workforce housing, essential workforce housing as an industry, as a segment, as an asset type, is positioned very well for these turbulent times. You know, historically, running analysis, general investment sentiment during these times is that workforce housing does well during the good times, but it usually does great during the bad times. And based on our own third-party research and experience in operating during turbulent economic times, we tend to see a number of factors influence the success of our chosen asset class, the success of our business during the COVID pandemic. Those factors include a flight to affordability, stickiness of the tenant profile demonstrated by our high retention rates, the continued affordability and focus on the affordability with our existing rental rates, and how government support is enough to maintain affordability for the type of housing that we provide, a shifting of priority to primary needs. We evidence that in our strength in collections, with over 97% collected in April and trending to exceed that in the month of May. And really, you know, that all formulates the positioning Avenue well with its professional institutional quality management to provide people their base needs of cleanliness, safety, and security during these times. So with that as a backdrop, 10 weeks into COVID, what we're seeing is the fundamentals of our business have never been stronger. We continue to have positive absorption and very strong new lease numbers and strong retention rates. And very pleased to say that our vacancy numbers continue to tighten up and trend very positively across the portfolio. It's supported by the evidence of our NOI, our net operating income, which is a factor of revenue and expenses. What we've seen is our same door NOI grow 4.8% for the month of April versus the trailing 3 months in spite of COVID. And really, this has been created through continued occupancy gains, net revenue maximization, and expense management. We continue to believe that in spite of this environment, we are on track for record-breaking numbers for 2020. Our financial liquidity as a firm and financial fundamentals remain very strong. We continue to hold on to an ample cash and cash equivalent to support our business operations during a protracted COVID environment. The fundamentals remain strong and has enabled our operations to continue unaffected. Furthermore, we are in a circumstance where the balance sheet remains very healthy with a loan-to-value sub 60% at this point and continue to hold below 60%. We're servicing the lending community. Avenue Living has not asked for any mortgage relief from any lenders or stakeholders and has no intention to do so. Our lending community continues to support us in any which way they can and offer support. And they allow us to access the credit markets for financial renewals and refinancing. The equity raise remains robust. Individuals are continuing to allocate to Avenue who are seeing the fundamental strength of our workforce housing and industry that we've chosen in our geographies. We have not gated any redemptions, and our levels of redemptions have not been out of character for our business. Furthermore, our distributions continue to be declared and paid, and our valuations have not been impacted again because the fundamentals remain strong of our business. On the other side, and looking forward, what we believe, and echoing Anthony's sentiment, is that we're going to come out stronger than ever through our cost control, business optimization, investment in new technology, and our revenue performance. We're going to continue to see the trend of flight to affordability from Class A or potential home buyers, expanding the demand for workforce housing or B and C class apartments, and confirming the general investor sentiment for workforce housing industry. Our acquisitions continue to be suspended at this time. However, our pipeline of potential acquisitions continues to grow, and we continue to underwrite opportunities that are out there in our geographies. Our CapEx program has substantially been reduced during COVID, but the investment opportunities continue to be reviewed and analyzed where ample return is available. So overall, I'd just like to conclude with suggesting that, you know, from all aspects of our business, we have never performed better, business as usual. And we thank everybody for their time today and look forward to the next update call. Thank you, everybody.